欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。牧者心声，这是中英双语的讲道节目，今天的讲员是刘传章牧师。
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典长阔高深。
Father, we thank you for your great grace.
我们的罪虽然像朱红，但是你的恩典，你的慈爱包容赦免我们。
So our sin be as scarlet, your grace and your gifts cover us.
我们靠着耶稣基督的血，能够坦然无惧地进到父神你的面前。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are able to come before you boldly.
我们成了何等的人，是因为你的恩典才成的。
And we have become who we are because of your grace.
如果我们不称颂你，石头都要发声。
If we do not praise you with our voices, the rocks will bring forth praise.
主啊，让我们在这里再一次同心歌颂赞美你。
Let us once more bless your name and praise you with united heart and mind.
感谢你在我们身上所实行的大慈爱。
Thank you for your mercy and love on us.
因为你从高天将你的恩典荣耀借着耶稣基督向我们显明。
For you send your glory and your gifts through Jesus Christ from up high.
但愿我们的生命在你面前被你看重。
May our lives be cherished in your sight.
使用我们做你自己的见证人。
Use us as your witnesses.
让这个痛苦埋了罪恶的世界能够因着我们看见那奇妙的大光。
That the world which is filled with sin and pain may see the great light through us.
让那些痛苦的心灵因着耶稣基督爱的安慰得着鼓励。
That the suffering hearts might be encouraged by the love of Jesus Christ.
愿主你再一次将你的真理话语赐给我们。
Give us once more your word of truth.
让我们不只是听了明白，让我们能够实行。
That we may not only understand your word, but may do it.
让我们的心尊主为大，让我们的灵以神我们的救主为乐。
That our heart might magnify the Lord, and that our soul counts the Lord our joy.
愿主你的圣灵再次开启我们的心窍。
May the Holy Spirit once more open our hearts.
解开你真理的话语。
And untie your word,
让我们领受你自己的真理。
That we may receive it.
我们这样祷告，感谢，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We praise and we give thanks in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我相信我们有弟兄姐妹的人。
I believe those of you who have brothers and sisters.
在我们长大的过程里面。
During the time you are growing up.
我们都感觉到父母有的时候偏心。
Sometimes you feel maybe your parents are partial.
也许父亲特别爱儿子。
Maybe the father is especially favored the sons.
也许母亲特别爱女儿。
Maybe the mother favored the daughter.
常常听到有一些人这样说，他的父亲或者他的父母亲偏爱。
Often we hear people complain about the parents practicing favoritism.
那有一个人，他有两个儿子。
There's a man who has two sons.
大儿子的胃口很好，所以比较胖。
The older son has very good appetite, so he was more plump.
小儿子不爱吃东西，所以比较瘦。
And the younger one is opposite, so he was skinny.
每次吃饭的时候。
And every time at dinner,
妈妈对着大儿子说：“不要吃太多。”
The mother tells the older son, "Don't eat too much."
然后转过头来对小儿子说：“多吃一点。”
And then tell the second one, "Eat more."
所以这个大儿子每次都很不高兴。
So the older son was very unhappy.
说他的妈妈偏爱。
Is that his mother favors his brother?
当然，我们知道，在这个情况之下，母亲是有她一番的苦心。
Under this circumstance, we know that there's a reason behind the
matter. 但是如果父母偏爱,
but if parents show favoritism,
会造成儿女的嫉妒,
it will create jealousy among the children.
就像约瑟被雅各所偏爱,
just like Joseph was favored by his father,
所以造,
Isaac.
所以造成他的哥哥们的嫉妒,
as a result, his brothers were jealous of him.
当雅各跟以扫长大的时候,
and when Esau and Jacob was growing up,
他的父母亲也是偏爱,
their parents also have favoritism.
圣经清楚地告诉我们大,父亲喜欢大儿子因为他会打猎。
The Bible told us clearly that the father favored the older boy because he was a hunter.
利百加喜欢雅各，因为雅各为人安静，常常在家里面陪伴他。
Rebecca preferred Jacob because he was a homebody.
但是当父母偏爱的时候，就造成儿女之间的嫉妒。
When parents show favoritism and jealousy among children are created.
我也发现当牧师偏爱的时候。
And also notice that when a pastor favor anybody,
那造成教会的纷争。
And he creates a schism in the church.
当我早期刚刚出来做传道人的时候。
When I first became a minister,
由于老传道人的这个劝勉对我有很大的帮助。
And an elderly minister gave me this exhortation, which was very helpful to me.
他说很多世界上的人都可以由他的好朋友去打高尔夫球。
Said that everyone in the world can have their own good friends to play golf with them.
但是牧师没有这种权利。
But the pastor have no such privilege.
他说在所有的职业当中，牧师可能是最孤单的一个人。
Is among all professions, a minister may be the most lonely one.
我相信很多人不同意这种看法。
I believe a lot of you disagree with this.
但是我发现，就算没有偏心的时候，也会给人认为是偏心。
But what I discover is that even when ministers do not show favoritism, other people think they do.
这并不是说不可以有朋友。
It's not that ministers shouldn't have friends.
但是必须要很智慧的做朋友。
But he must conduct his relationship with wisdom.
我认为所有教会里面的每一个人都应该是牧师的朋友。
I feel that everyone in the church ought to be a friend to the pastor.
我小心的跟弟兄姐妹相处。
And I fellowship with you carefully.
因为知道如果牧师偏爱的话会造成纷争。
Knowing that if the pastor show favoritism, there would be trouble.
有些人说上帝也偏心。
Some people complain that God shows favoritism.
为什么他一祷告上帝就赐给他一个儿子？
Why did the other person pray and God gave him a son?
我祷告来祷告来去生一个是女儿，生一个又是女儿。
I prayed and prayed, I keep on getting daughters.
所以有的人说上帝很不公平。
So somebody said God is not fair.
但是圣经里面给我们看到全世界只有上帝最公平。
But the Bible tells us in all this world only God is fair.
上帝当上帝赐福给我们的时候，
and when God bless us,
是他有他一个目的在里面。
There is a purpose.
有一个任务在里面。
There is a mission.
上帝的恩宠临到某一个人。
When God's blessing come upon a person,
神并没有偏待哪一个人。
He did not show favoritism.
因为上帝不偏待人。
Because God is not prejudiced.
我们看到被上帝所拣选的人。
Those who are chosen by God,
他同时要面对着一个喜乐的冠冕，同时也有一个忧伤的十字架。
They confront crown of joy, at the same time, they also confront a cross of tears.
没有一个人要领受上帝的恩典而不在上帝面前付代价。
No one who receives grace from God does not have to pay a price.
上帝的特殊的恩典临到一个人是为着一项特殊的任务。
When God's special grace comes upon a person, it's because he has a special mission for him.
所以玛利亚是上帝所拣选的器皿。
Mary was a specially chosen vessel of God.
神的儿子要借着他的祝福临到人间。
The Son of God was to come into this world through her womb.
这是一个极大的荣耀。
This is the greatest glory.
这是所有以色列女子所期盼的，能够做弥赛亚的母亲。
This is the hope of all young girls in Israel.
所以我们看到哈拿，我们看到以利沙白，当他们不怀孕、不能生育的时候，他等他们怀孕的时候说，神把他们在人间的羞耻除去。
As we saw Hannah and also Elizabeth, When God blessed them with a child after a long period of without children, and during their praise, you see that they praise God for wiping away their shame.
他们希望自己能够成为弥赛亚的母亲。
They hope that they could become the mother of the promised Messiah.
啊，这是一个极大的荣耀。
This is a great glory.
但是这也是一个很大的痛苦。
But this is also a great suffering.
当耶稣基督降生以后，西面看见他，对玛利亚说：“你的心将要被刀刺透。”
And when Simeon the prophet saw Jesus as he was brought to the temple, he prophesied and said to Mary, "Your heart will be pierced as with a sword."
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，And when Jesus was hung on the cross,
世界上没有一个痛苦比白发人送黑发人更痛苦。
There's no greater pain in this world as a silver-haired seeing a dark-haired dying.
我们看到神赐特恩给玛利亚。
God has shown special grace to Mary.
所以天使向耶稣向玛利亚报道她将要怀孕的时候，称她做蒙大恩的女子。
So as the angel announced this to Mary, he addressed her as the great blessed.
那这个蒙大恩的女子是有一个重要的任务。
This greatly blessed among women, she has a great mission.
就是神要借着她，把她的爱子耶稣带到这个世界上来。
That is, God wants to bring His Son Jesus Christ through her into this world.
那玛利亚是一个很伟大的女子。
Mary was a great girl.
不要因为天主教对玛利亚的尊崇，以至于使我们对玛利亚有另外的看法。
Let us not go the other extreme as we see the Catholics put erroneous emphasis on Mary.
我们相信玛利亚是蒙大恩的女子。
We believe that she is a greatly favored person.
而不是一个满有恩典的女子。
Rather than one who is filled with grace.
那意思就是说，蒙大恩的女子是恩典从上帝临到她。
What we mean is that when we say that she is greatly favored, we mean that grace came from above upon her.
天主教说她满有恩典，就是说她自己也可以施恩。
When the Catholics say that she was full of grace, what they meant was that she had so much grace to give to others.
在圣经里面告诉我们，你是蒙大恩的女子，恩典是上帝赐给她。
But the Bible tells us that she was greatly favored. The grace came upon her from above.
那今天早晨我们要看看这个玛利亚。在基督降生以前，在基督降生的时候，跟基督降生以后的几件事情。
This morning we want to examine Mary as far as what happened before Christ's birth and during Christ's birth and after the Christ's birth.
首先我们请看路加福音第一章二十六节到五十六节这一大段的圣经。
We shall first examine the portion of scripture from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 56.
在伊丽莎白怀孕以后六个月
,6 months after the pregnancy of Elizabeth,
天使加百列就奉差遣到加利利的一座城拿撒勒去把一个信息告诉玛利亚。
Angel Gabriel was sent to bring a great message to a town of Nazareth.
天使进去对玛利亚说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主与你同在了。”
And he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
三十一节说：“你要怀孕生子，给他起名叫耶稣。他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。”
Verse 31, you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
玛利亚说，玛利亚对天使说，三十四节，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
Verse 34, how will this be? Mary asks the angel, since I am a virgin.
三十七节说，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力的。
For, verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God.
三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照着你的话成就在我身上。”
I'm the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said.
那在这二十六节到五十六节这一段圣经，我们从两个角度来看玛利亚在耶稣基督降生以前她的一些的态度。
Let's examine two things from this portion of scripture, verse 26 to 56, as far as Mary's attitude before Christ's birth.
26节到38节是讲到玛利亚的顺服。
We see Mary's obedience from verse 26 to 38.
然后从46节到55节是讲到玛利亚的称赞。
And from verse 46 to 55 was Mary's praise.
首先，我们在这段圣经里面看到一个在基督教信仰里面很重要的一个教义。
First, we see a most important doctrine in Christianity.
就是耶稣基督降生的这一件事情是要通过是借着一个童女而出生。
That the event of Christ's birth is through a virgin.Mary.
今天很多不相信圣经的人，不相信耶稣的人，说童贞女出这个生子是一个不可能的事情。
Those who refuse to believe the Bible and Christianity, they say it's impossible for virgin to have, give birth.
他们不相信神超然的能力。
They do not believe supernatural power of God.
他们也是根据圣经来做他们这种论调的结论。
They even use the Bible to make their own conclusion.
在第三章二十三节。
In chapter 3, verse 23,
是讲到耶稣开头传道年纪约有三十岁，一人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was a son, so it was thought of Joseph.
所以这节圣经他们说，这里很清楚地给我们看见，说耶稣是约瑟的儿子。
So they say that this verse declared that Jesus was the son of Joseph.
然后在第二章四十八节，这里说他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说，我儿。为什么像我们这样行呢？看呐，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
Verse 48, chapter 2, verse 48. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
所以在这两个地方，一个说耶稣是约瑟的儿子，一个说约瑟是耶稣的父亲，这是很清楚的讲说耶稣基督的父亲是约瑟。
So both these verses refer to Joseph as Jesus' father.
并且他们说在犹太人的这个信念里面，当一个男人跟一个女人生孩子的时候，圣灵在其中有一份工作。
And then they say that according to the Jewish concept, when a man and a woman marries and have a child, they always believe that the Holy Spirit is performing a work there.
所以在他们说童贞女生子是一个不可能的事情。
And therefore they conclude that the virgin birth is impossible.
但是同样的，在圣经里面给我们看到，我们所信的这个童贞女生子是有清楚的圣经记载。
But on the other hand, we see very clearly the Bible tells us of the virgin birth.
首先我们看到当天使向玛利亚报这个喜信的时候。
First of all, at the angel's annunciation.
34节，玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
Verse 34.How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin?
这很明显的给我们看到，这样的事情对玛利亚来说是一件不能够领受体会的事情。
We see clearly here that Mary, she realized that this thing that was asked of her was impossible.
但是如果这件事情是出于神，玛利亚愿意顺服在主的手下。
But if this comes from God, Mary was willing to obey.
如果我们用马太福音里面的证据的话，更清楚。
And in the book of Matthew, we see it even more clearly.
因为玛利亚已经许配给约瑟。
Mary was engaged to Joseph.
但是她还没有结婚。
But they were not yet wed.
所以玛利亚从圣灵感孕。
And she was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
当约瑟听到这件事情的时候
And when Joseph learned of this,
他对这件事情非常的不满意
He was very unhappy.
他就想把这个未婚妻休掉
And he was planning to put away his wife.
但是不愿意明明的羞辱她
But he did not want to shame her publicly.
只想在暗中来做这件事情
But want to secretly do it.
那这是在圣经里面给我们清楚的看见玛利亚是清楚的从圣灵受孕的
From all these we see clearly from the scripture that Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit
然后我们刚刚所念的他们反对的人所用的证据说这个约瑟是耶稣是约瑟的儿子三章二十三节
And then the so-called scriptural evidence used by those who do not believe
那三章二十三节前面一句话可能是他们忽略掉的这里说是一人看来
And in verse 23, they neglected a phrase which says so it was thought
刚刚的节目是牧者心声由圣经广播网编辑播出谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目不要忘记您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益